the rest of the story. Once upon a time in the town of Grass Valley, California, a young woman named Joni Matheson arose from bed and ate breakfast. The sun was shining. And from surface appearances, the day seemed much like any other day. And so did this neighbor, who could have been yours, in a community not at all unlike your own, prepare for yet another chapter in the blessed normalcy that was her life. Joni Matheson, mother of one, expecting another, could not have known at that point that beyond her stretched a day she would never forget. And a momentous moment in particular that has townsfolk still shaking their heads. It's those incredible fleeting seconds which comprise the rest of the story. The bolt would strike from the blue. Joni was driving her 12-year young daughter home from school. The route includes an intersection, Colfax and South Auburn. Today the light was red. Joni Matheson's car was stopped when she saw a little girl, about eight, homebound from school, crossing the street. At the same time, she saw a man driving a Datsun. Approaching this intersection, he's turning right on red. The little girl is walking into the path of that approaching car. Mrs. Matheson sounded her car horn and screamed a warning, but too late. The front bumper of the car seemed to snatch the little girl from the street, and then before the car could stop, the little girl was sucked underneath. Mrs. Matheson jumped out of her own car and ran over and looked underneath the Datsun to see that the girl child was pinned there, pinned down by their undercarriage of the car's engine. Fearful that the child would be crushed or badly burned by the hot engine, Joni Matheson grabbed the bumper of the car and lifted it. She lifted the front end of the Datsun and held it up, held it off the girl, until others were able to pull little Tiffany Schaefer from under the car. The second grader went to the hospital for repairs, cuts, bruises, and cracked teeth, but nothing serious. Mrs. Matheson, following the incident, realizing what she had done, became sick to her stomach. Her doctor diagnosed pulled muscles in her shoulder and in her leg, but said that she was otherwise all right, and the baby she expects in 2 months has not been harmed. But this is the rest of the story. Just the day previous, young Tiffany, the little girl, had received a gift from her grandmother, a talking teddy bear. And inside the teddy bear is a box which encases the cassette tape, which gives the toy its voice. The girl was hugging that teddy bear at the time. And the bulk of the teddy bear helped to cushion the weight on her chest to absorb some of the impact which might otherwise have injured her internally. Now about Mrs. Joni Matheson. Except for her pregnancy, she is a woman of average size. She is not an athlete. That Datsun car has a dead weight of 2,900 pounds, and most of that weight is up front, the engine end, the end that had to be lifted. More than half a ton had to be lifted, at least 4 inches. Impossible. Impossible. At least there is no man that size who can do what that mother did when she had to. And now you know the rest of the story.